This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them. Join them. Join them today. Now. Now! Let's talk a minute about this Japanese knifing. 15 people killed, 45 injured. This knife-wielding man went on a rampage tomorrow, because today's Monday, so it's Tuesday already in Japan, at a facility for the disabled in Sagamihara, according to NHK. Now, NHK said the suspect, 26, is a former employee at the facility. His name is Suku Yamayurian, in suspicion of attempted murder. The facility had about 150 long-term residents with learning difficulties and physical disabilities, with some residents as young as 18 and others as old as 75. Suku said that he wanted to get rid of the disabled from this world. He... broke into the building with a knife, killed 15 people, wounded 45 more, got out of the building, and then turned himself into a police station. The cops didn't even catch him. He turned himself in. This is just, you know, this is Japan, okay? Japan is a whole different world. Mass killings are relatively rare there. In 2008, seven people were killed by a man who slammed a truck into a crowd of people in central Tokyo's Akihabara electronics district and then stabbed passersby. 14 were injured in 2010 by an unemployed man who stabbed and beat up passengers on two public buses outside a Japanese train station in Ibaraki Prefecture, about 25 miles northeast of Tokyo. It just doesn't happen that much there. But it happens. And in Japan, they found out what John Dean was talking about here. Dr. John was talking about here yesterday, Friday. Big, wide open. When, I mean, I remember being in intensive care in a drug-induced haze, but I remember it quite well. I wasn't able to move. I couldn't really use my arms for anything. I couldn't sit up. I could turn my head. Now, I didn't see everything that I was hooked up to. I was hooked up to a lot of things. I mean, I was like doctor, you know. I was like an anime, a Japanese anime character. I had so many things running into me. But somebody coming down in the middle of that ward, I'm sure my nurses would have tried to have saved me, not just because it was me, of course, but because they were my, you know, that's, my nurses, as pro as they were, they're just pros. They're just pros to everybody. As soon as I was gone, they were pro to somebody else. So they saved lives, and they would try their best to save lives, and they would die with me. They would have died with me in that unfortunate event. Hospitals are big, wide-open, soft targets. And this is just a further illustration of this fact. Additionally, one thing that I don't think they're talking about in the news, or I didn't hear about them talking about this in the news, Tom in Baltimore, huh? Wants to talk about Trump? Put him on hold. We'll try to get to him real quick before we go to break. Tom in Baltimore wants to talk about Trump. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing good. What you want to talk about old Trump?
Well, actually, I wanted to jump in on the knifing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, I think it makes a good argument. Can you hear me okay?
I can, yes, sir.
Okay. I think it makes a good argument for guns like the AR-15. If we're going to dispatch the disabled and sick, I think it's much more humane to use an AR-15 than a knife, don't you?
Well, I don't think we should be dispatching the disabled.
I'm kidding, of course. I'm disabled myself. Just making a little joke there. Probably not in the best taste. But what I really wanted to talk to you about, Bill, and we've talked about this before, in this day and age, can we really live with folks who have such stark contrast in ideas? Now, I know some people will say, well, it's impossible. You can't split up the United States. But we were designed to have sovereign states that could leave the Union anytime they wanted to for any reason. I don't know why people forget that or ignore that. Because you can't take people who are in constant opposition and continue to force them to try to get along. There comes a point, and say what you want about Louis Farrakhan. He's not as out there as some people think. He said this himself. You try and you try, and when you can't do it, when do you say enough is enough, and let's live in peace, but let's live separate for groups that have such contrasting ideas?
Well, will it be okay if I hold you through the break? Because you came in sort of late. So.
Absolutely.
Okay. The first thing that we would have to figure out how we're going to do it would be, if there was going to be that sort of a separation, is there going to be a separation to the degree to where we put up barriers to where they're separated from us, physically separated, right? Are we going to continue to allow freedom of movement? Now, if it came to... Huh?
I would hope we would allow freedom of movement. I think that we're sophisticated enough and civil enough that we could do that.
Well, we are. But see, the problem, just bear with me because I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I live in South Carolina, okay? We have an influx of people coming from the Northeast right now because the Northeast is draining itself of its people. A lot of them are running because they want to escape the economics of living up there. Something, I mean, it's becoming its own little rust belt. And so they're coming down here because there's jobs, and they're coming to the Southeast because there's jobs and everything else. But then when they get down here, that pain that they felt, I guess they got so used to not living in a free society or something, they want to start to try to change opinions down here.
And
so we're coming up on the break, so very shortly I'm going to put you back on hold. But that, it's an interesting question you ask, and I've said there's probably going to be a time, Tom, where there's going to be two Americas, and it just depends on. Yeah, well, yeah, maybe. Well, I don't know. I think two would work. I think two would happen, but there's a little sticky question there. You hang on for me. Interesting question from Tom from Baltimore. We'll be right back.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. At a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense when you call law enforcement. That you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to prevent the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. Back to the phones we go. Tom in Baltimore talking about the possibility of two Americas. What do you think that would look like, Tom?
Well, I'm not quite sure, Bill. I'll tell you, it'd be nice if we were divided in blue and red states like they have you believe, but it's more of a striation that would make it difficult. And I'm sure that there would be a lot of consternation over trying to divide. However, if people realize just how much we've really lost. And listen, I was guilty of it myself. I worked an entire career. And you get caught up and you don't realize just how much we've really lost, how dependent we've become, how many of our own personal responsibilities to ensure that we kept the kind of government we were given, we've ceded. We've become very dependent. And as dependency goes, oftentimes you slip into it. It's kind of a slippery slope. You don't realize it because you are being provided for. But, you know, the end result, I think you know this, is after we delude ourselves for a period of time and things aren't so abundant anymore as they are now, we realize that we've really slipped into what dependency really is, and that's enslavement, bondage to those who were, you know, doing the giving. And I don't think it was by accident. I think it was by design. We were warned of it, and we screwed it up.
Well,
are we built? Really?
Well, we're not that. Well, we haven't been free for a long time, ever since we got property tax now, have we? We don't really own anything, do we?
I think it goes back, you know, well over 100 years, back to the 13th and 14th Amendment. You know, black folks thought that it was a good thing. I think most people did. I think it was very deceitful how that was done. And if you look at those amendments, they're worded very oddly. I challenge anyone to really read them and how it puts us under the jurisdiction. It puts all of us into a slave state. Really?
Well, here's what I would say about that.
Blacks, you know, are no longer partial human beings. They're full human beings, clearly. You know, we should have called the Constitution what it was, and that was God's law. It was a spinoff of the Magna Carta. The Magna Carta was based on biblical principles. Let's call things by their proper name. Give credit where credit is due. Listen, these Christian principles that our Constitution, the Magna Carta, were founded on certainly would have helped in keeping us from falling into that quagmire of slavery, which is still haunting us today, did no one any good.
Well, all of that.
Right. Listen, we got a new right today, I heard, at the Democratic Convention. No longer is health care a privilege. The esteemed senator or congressman from my state said, now it's a right given to us by Barack Obama. So I guess we pray we should include him with Jesus Christ, right? I mean, listen, our rights were given to us by God. Now he's giving them to us.
Regarding Obama, that's false. Right, but it's falling apart. I mean, all of these changes are pulling out. All of the major players, all the major insurers are pulling out. Right now, there's a big question about who's actually funding some of the exchanges because no funds have been allocated to do that. So I think one of the problems that Obama has, one of the reasons he's pushing so hard and campaigning with Hillary, who should be right now in handcuffs and you know, being in a different kind of pantsuit in a cell, is that he understands that Trump is crazy enough when he gets in as president to go out there and get a headhunter as the attorney general and start unraveling some of this Obama nonsense and go lock up Eric Holder, lock up Loretta Lynch, lock him up, lock Hillary up. I mean, nobody's above the law, right? And Trump has an ego big enough to actually go out and do some right stuff.
Well,
so as far as all that goes, and this isn't even talking to...
I think we all, as citizens, are above the law. We're subject to the penalties of the law. But the law is part of government that we created. That's not saying we're entitled to break it. If we break it, we're subject to those penalties. But I think we walk a dangerous tightrope and a slippery slope that presents itself when we say the law is above us. It kind of makes a law like God. And in fact, it's not. It's what we're using. We're using biblical truths and making man's law, but we're still above that. Simply, we're subject to the penalties of that law, just like a jury. Listen, we have advised...
In the case of the two Americas, okay, I don't know how they would look, since I lost time, I'll finish this, because I always love talking about this. I don't mind there being two Americas. I'm perfectly good with the liberals just setting up shop, and let them tax everything. Let them welcome all the immigrants. Let them have all, get rid of all the guns. We'll have the guns. We'll have the businesses. As long as we have Texas in our, in the free United States and the red United States, we'll be good to go. We'll be doing fossil fuels. We'll be able to drive around wherever they want, wherever we want. They'll only be able to drive when the sun comes out or if the wind is blowing. Yeah. By all means, let them separate from, and then I want Trump to build walls around all of these liberal enclaves that are very, very high and very, very dangerous. Very dangerous to climb over so that they can stay there and enjoy their liberal utopian vision of what life should be. What life should be. In any event, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're finally going to talk about what happened in Massachusetts after Healey went all unilateral on us there, which I said we were going to do at the end of the last hour, but that's all okay, because we are going to be right back, because right here we are. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682. All right, Ben, do you hear me right now? Okay, it is getting really hairy over here. Did you look at what I sent you on the on the text dialogue on Skype? I'll just tell you. I think you probably want to go to some. You go ahead and start teeing something up, something to replay for the last two segments, because I think I'm about to be out of power here very shortly. I got flicker. Yes. Yes. You go ahead and get that started, folks. Yeah, we're going to. You're going to. We're going to put something on that's already been on some sort of rebroadcast for the last two segments, because I'm getting hammered here right now via a storm. And we'll, let me know when you've got ready to go there, Captain Kirk. Of course, I can tell you that this portion of the show has been brought, as it always is, brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Okay, we will see you guys tomorrow. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. Enjoy the rest of the show and enjoy some non-lightning spiked audio, if you will. Thank you, Ben. We'll be back tomorrow in about 21 hours. Out of here.
You need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Going to the phones, Taggart, or as I know him, Tony in the big truck. Good evening, sir. What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm doing lovely, sir. How about you? You sound like you're doing better.
I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to cope. I was having some coping issues, so I coped.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us had those this past week. The gentleman who you had on talking about the different grips and everything else, diagnosing the condition, that was an extremely interesting interview.
Yeah, you know, well, that's what I'm trying to do, Tony. You know, I gotta keep everybody interested in what I'm doing. I'm having a really interesting problem because, you know, I went back to the range thinking, I got all these nice guns. Watch me shoot these nice guns. It's going to be so good. And I got it then. I was like, holy moly, I can't hit anything I'm aiming at. So I've got this problem I've never had before.
Just like you and I have spoke before, when you had, you know, I had my heart surgery when I was 10. Big difference in age. But
right.
I still had to relearn how to do things. I had to relearn how to walk. I had to relearn how to hold myself properly because I wanted to hunch over all the time. I had to start building my muscles back up. All right. Last year, I had a sizable chunk of my innards taken out.
Goodness.
So for 9 weeks, I didn't do anything. And, I mean, nothing. Of course, and then I had to build back up slowly, being able to do anything. Well, when I finally went to the range, I realized that I was at about 15 yards, I was shooting about 4 inches to the left.
Sounds like me.
I have finally worked my way back to where I'm almost center now, but I don't go often enough. I will never be as competent as you are because I just don't go enough. But a lot of what you're going through, I'm sure there's many out there who have gone through the same exact things, having to relearn how to use their hands, not only from surgery, but arthritis, all right? I've got a lot of arthritis in my hands. So I have to, I had to add a Hogue grip onto my 9mm just to have enough surface there for me to be able to grab it and have a good bite when I go to hold on to it. And, you know, I don't know how yours are or how you have done, but maybe that's something you might need to do.
None of mine have, like, a rubberized grip on them. Most of the guns I'm shooting are all polymer guns, and I'm actually very pleased that the grip was reduced by Agency Arms because I do have some pain in my hands, too, and that reduced grip makes it easier for me to hang on to it.
Right. And see, I did the same thing. I did martial arts when I was younger, but mine is from working on jet aircraft for 20-some-odd years.
Yeah, I'm imagining you probably had a lot of slip wrenches punching metal, didn't you?
Right, exactly. Along with just repetitive motion and shooting a rivet gun is a constant harsh vibration to your hand.
Right.
And depending upon what type of metal you're bonding together with the rivets, it can be gentle or it can be excruciatingly hard. So, you know, and then I was an auto mechanic and I worked on the engines and everything. So anyways, long story short, yes, I've got a lot of arthritis in my hands and I have lost, because I drive a truck now, I have lost the meat that I used to have in my hands. I used to be very, very strong.
Right.
But now my fingers are slender. My hands have gotten weaker. You know, I look at them, I think they're sissy girl hands because I don't have the strength I used to have, you know. But I'm right there with you, brother.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's something that, and I've talked to a bunch of people about this, one of the groups of people that none of the gun companies market to, hence they're not developing product for it, although sometimes inadvertently it does benefit, is people our age that are actually the ones that can afford their super-duper gee-whiz, holy moly, Shazam guns. And, but at the same time, they're not marketing them to us per se because, you know, we're yesterday's warriors, you know, we don't have the look anymore. We don't have the mohawks and the washboard abs and everything else.
Yes. Yes, they're being marketed to the younger generation, the younger fellas who just came out of the military or still are in the military, the police officers, et cetera. But when you get aged like us, you need the better trigger.
Well, see,
you need the better grips. You know?
I've been telling them that. One thing that I'm very curious as to whether they could do this. And I think it would actually work, but I don't know how far they would have to take the grip down, like on a Glock. And there'll be somebody, if there's somebody listening and I find out you're doing this now, I will find you and I will bring legal action. I'm wondering if they can't take the grip of a polymer gun and really reduce it down a real nice amount and then spray something sort of like those pickup truck liners that are like a rubberized granular grip grain to it.
Yeah.
It would be sort of like a Hogue or a Packmeyer grip, but at the same time it's bonded to this to the polymer. I don't know how they would go about doing it. I don't know why they don't do it. But like the trigger that's a lighter trigger, that works better for hands that are feeling pain and everything else. And I've been talking to a few of them about this and everybody's going, because the truth is we're the only ones that can afford their gadgets.
Right. And as far as having that stuff bond to the polymer, you would have to have an agent, whether I'm just going to throw stuff out there, whether it's methyl ethyl ketone or isotone or different type of chemicals that will soften it just enough to allow said material to bond.
Right.
You know, and like you said, but the second thing you have to remember, by adding like a rhino liner to it, you have the granular in it. At the same time, if it's too aggressive, you will shred your hands.
Yeah, and that would be, you know, for a company like Agency that has already figured out how to make something good, great, this would not be a big step for them. And they're actually, I think they're sort of pondering this, and we haven't actually talked about it in depth. But, you know, we're not going to be forgotten, Tony. We're the ones that we still got the mojo. They just got to help us keep it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Ben, I have noticed that we've had none of Joy Brown's callers tonight. We haven't had anybody trying to sell us any timeshares calling either. What did you do? Do it some more. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Coming from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership website, there's a guy named Gary who used to be a healthcare worker, now retired. He wrote them an article. He wrote them a letter. He said, "Dear DRGO, I am now retired, but I've worked in healthcare and human services during most of my career. DRGO is doing a good job. I know and have known physicians, nurses, and dentists who hunt, carry for defense, target shoot. Great folks. One friend of mine chased off an armed attacker who accosted a pair of doctors headed into a medical conference by just drawing his weapon. I liken the decrease in crime and increase in firearm ownership to the increase in sanitation and antibiotics and health care and the decrease in mortality. For those that would say no legal carry or ownership by the law-abiding citizen, then how about no antibiotics and sanitary practices for their living and health care circumstances? Makes about the same sense. Keep up the good work of telling it like it is, Gary." Now, here's what DRGO says about this. You know, there are opponents that do not look on self-defense as an inherent right, as something that we're born with. And they do not see responsible firearm ownership. They seek to characterize the irresponsible and criminal use of firearms as typical and inherent to firearms ownership in general. All of us do it. It's just a matter of time. Now, that notion serves as a stepping stone for their argument that guns and their ownership are the causative factor, the etiology of social ills. This is a textbook exercise in sophistry. Or sophistry. Sophistry? You know what I mean? The evidence, it turns out, not only proves them wrong, it flips the script of their narrative. Because the truth is, neither gun ownership or guns themselves, but crime and criminals are the perpetual social illness. This intrinsic shortcoming of humanity can be cured in countless individual causes and mitigated on a societal level by the unfettered and responsible exercise of the Second Amendment right by the populace. Robert Heinlein once said, an armed society is a polite society. Manners are good when one may have to back up his acts with his life. So, in other words, to an extent, guns aren't the disease, they're the cure. 80% of handgun predators have encountered armed citizens. This coming from a U.S. Department of Justice-funded Wright-Rossi study beautifully illustrates the meaning of Heinlein's statement, and thus the notion of firearms ownership as a social sanitizer. Survey questioned over 1,800 incarcerated felons and demonstrated that broad firearm ownership constitutes a clear and significant deterrent to crime. Specifically, the participants, all felons serving time in prisons across the nation, indicated the following. 74% felt that burglars avoided occupied dwellings for fear of being shot. 80% of handgun predators have encountered an armed citizen. 40% did not commit a specific crime for fear that the victim was armed. 34% of handgun predators were scared off or shot at by armed victims. 57% felt that the typical criminal feared being shot by citizens more than he feared by being shot by police. Then there's the works of John Lott and, you know, his book, which is More Guns, Less Crime, which is constantly being revised. So to return to the sanitizer analogy, there is no, and this is a scientific fact that doctors will tell you, and coming from doctors, it's a really good comparison to taking them into consideration. There is no amount of soap and sanitizer that's going to create a perfectly sterile world. And here you come to this distinction between sterile and sanitary. Sterile is totally devoid of living microorganisms. And the other one means hygienic and clean, or in other words, good enough. Good enough. And it's not a nuanced one, and it goes to emphasize the point that there's more practically achievable and thus preferable from both a social and political perspective to strive for sanitation to keep the germs at bay. Firearms ownership as a social sanitizer becomes demonstrably keeps certain evils at bay. That's because it is impossible to sterilize the world and eradicate all evils, since there are inherent flaws and failings in the nature of man, which we're never going to be able to eradicate. It's never going to be able to be made. You know, there's always going to be predators. There's always going to be people seeking the easy way. There's always going to be victims. Yet the gun prohibitionists want you to accept that they can cure certain social ills by stripping good people of the ability to defend themselves, to sterilize them, in other words, to take away all means, while at the same time they're not sterilizing anything except one part of society. Now, if you tell a lie and if you repeat it enough times, then for some people this becomes perceived as the truth. And, how many times does that take before it becomes acknowledged as a truth? How many people, for how long, must exercise a right for it to be unassailable? There's really no way of knowing. How much soap and sanitizer are needed to keep a family healthy? Soap and hand sanitizer are sold in bulk quantities. It's up to you how much you have. And right now, thank God, it is up to you if you defend yourself or not. Right now, it's still an option. They want to take the option away, without a doubt. Without a doubt. But it is, to be sure, it is something they're trying to stop. And they do it with stupid notions, junk science, lies. They do it with all of those things. Now, tomorrow on the show, I have no idea what we're going to do, but I'm going to try to get another guest to talk about technique, because I'm very concerned about technique. And tomorrow I may be going to the range, but I will do the show. I promise you. But I'm going to be going out and seeing what I can do regarding the technique. I've got plenty of ammo to do this. I need to go shoot some of the ammo. Just because it just makes my soul feel good. Now, one other thing I'll lead with this tomorrow, because this is something I need to ask. I need to find out if you guys aren't going to be in it, not going to be involved in it, it does me no good to try. I've asked this question before. I got a very lukewarm reception. I didn't get told not to do it, but then again, nobody got out there and said, oh, yeah, go for it, Bill. So I'm going to ask again, but I'll do that tomorrow. I will do that tomorrow. The fight. In certain places, it's getting hot. In Lexington, Massachusetts, it's getting hot up there right now. Connecticut, it's already hot. New York, it's already hot. I mean, even though it's failing, it's hot. California is getting hot. California is getting hot. And one day we may have to make a choice. And that's why I'm training now, because if the time does come and I have to make a choice, I want to have my technique right. I want to be able to play. Because I'm real tired of what we got going on right now. So much so that we're going to do this again in 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It is always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.